Nostalgia comes in many packages. Maybe the pictures in your parents' house remind you of your childhood, or maybe some place you pass by every day reminds you of where you lived years ago, or another country you once visited. Whenever I walk into my neighborhood falafel joint, Falafel Palace, I feel for just a few seconds like I'm in Jerusalem. The smell of the oil, the chickpeas frying away, it's evocative. As my colleague Monica Campbell reports, for some Cubans in Miami, there is a surprising place they can go for a guaranteed blast from the past.
It's got that little ripple. It's like a little ripply texture about it. But they are so yummy. Delicioso.
There are those things that take you back to childhood. For Yudelani's Caneda, it's these cherry candies that transport her to when she was a little girl in Cuba.
I think about coming home with my mom and having a big bag of candy. And we would share the candy, my sisters and I. And I don't know the name or I don't know the brand, but I can just look at it and say, oh, those were the candies. And it's just such an incredible wave of nostalgia right now. I can't even describe it.
That's how it is in this story, man, called Marky's. Two Ukrainian guys started it in Miami 30 years ago. It's filled with food from Europe, but especially Russia. And for some Cuban Americans here, each aisle brings this incredible rush of memories of life in Cuba from the 1960s to the 90s, when the Soviet Union shaped the island's culture. I met Caneda while she picked up a gift here, a Russian nesting doll.
It's my dad's birthday today, and he hasn't had one of these in a very long time since we left Cuba over 20 years ago.
She also picks up a jar of green peas.
These exact same peas, same brand, same glass jar. My dad would mix and make a salad with rice, usually Sunday morning. And
she wells up. The memories are bittersweet of a peaceful childhood in Cuba that abruptly ended. The Soviet Union's collapse in 1989 also sank Cuba's economy. Many Cubans left the island, including Caneda.
My parents and I left on a raft.
But that Soviet influence is still real in her life, down to her name, Yudelani's. It sounds Russian.
My mom made it up because she wanted a name back in the mid-80s that would resemble those names of the children living in Cuba at the time that were Russian. So I'm part of what's called the Generation Y, Yunavis, Jordanka, Yasielkis.
Natalia Montsevich knows what the Russian ties mean to her customers. She's from Ukraine, lived in Cuba for a while, and now works at Marky's. When I meet her, she's unpacking Russian beer. And she shows me some of the store's popular things.
Sardines, different sardines. And another food, chocolate bombones.
And a perfume called Moscou Rojo, Red Moscow.
Very popular perfume. Some women cry. They says, this is my first perfume. My husband give me this perfume. And now I remember it. I'm cry too sometimes.
But Montsevich shows me the most sought-after product.
Carne rusa. It's a meat in can. Sin hablar.
Sin hablar.
Yeah,
forget about it.
Forget about it. This is, it's gone fast.
There's also Spam. Strange to think of this all as comfort food. I talked about this with Jacqueline Loss, professor of Latin America and Caribbean Studies at the University of Connecticut. She's written about why Soviet products still resonate with some Cubans.
They mark a moment of sort of access to different kinds of worldly goods, a period of generosity, largesse from the Soviet Union.
So when the Soviet Union fell, canned meat vanished too, with little to replace it. But it wasn't all about food. The Soviet influence was there in pop culture too.
There was a game show on television called 9550, which is the sort of the approximate number of kilometers from Havana to Moscow. And the winner of that game show would get a trip to the Soviet Union.
And here at Marky's in Miami, customers like Yudelani's Caneda also take a trip to their Cuban-Soviet past.
There's a time machine, and I've been able to get back.
For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Miami.
We'll be back soon.
Tomorrow, Monica heads to another shop in Miami that specializes in spare parts for a legendary Soviet-era product, the Lada automobile.